Hello, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful episode of Tims and Stilettos. I'm your favorite girl, Davina.
And I'm the not late guy,
Omar. Brava.
2 days, 2 weeks in a row.
And out there is crazy. Did you find, and you had to look for parking and stuff?
No,
so extra points for you.
I found right there.
Good job.
They got the little street fair going on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But yeah.
Well, here we are, and we are without our guests. Yes, so no guests we today. Are going to wrap up our Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus series.
Yes. And I think the next one, if you have two women, two guys, are we going to do that?
We can if.
That's the last of the series, just the two men.
Well, if we're going to do. I think we should do one and one. If we're going to do that, then I think we should hold off on our wrap up until that happens. So, but today we can talk about, did you see what I posted on our Instagram yesterday?
I missed it. What did we
okay.
Post?
So there is a young lady, I'm assuming she is from New Orleans.
Where?
New Orleans. Ain't that, that's how they say it. Don't look at me like that. That's how they say it. They say New Orleans. They don't say New Orleans like the rest of us do.
I thought it was New Orleans.
No. People from New Orleans say New Orleans.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Well, there was a young lady in a, I'm assuming it was her vehicle. And she, a gentleman, he was never in the shot, but he was saying, hey, I'm interested in you, yada, 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 yada. And she was like grilling him. Well, is what else you do besides this little job? I don't like that word little when you're referring to someone. What type of car do you drive? I think he said he drove like a Monte Carlo, which is an older car.
Right, right.
And she says, you do know what year it is. And it was something else that she said. And
I just saw it on the page. I didn't look through the video.
Okay. But. The final thing she said that like threw me for a loop. She said, how many kids do you have? And he was like, one. And she was like, oh, no, a whole human. And he was like, yeah, I got a kid.
Right.
And he said, well, how many do you have? She had five children.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, well, I got enough for the both. Oh, no, that was the other thing. He asked her, she asked him, where does he live? And he said he had like a two-bedroom apartment. A two-bedroom? That's like basically saying that's not good enough for her. Because it's just throwing me again. On the page, I'm like, this is women like this who make all women look bad. And that's why, to me, some men approach women the way they do. And, like...
That's crazy.
You have five children. I just want to focus on that for a moment. You have five children and you don't want to date a man with one?
I mean, there's guys out here with multiple baby mamas.
Like, correct.
Like one
he
kid
has one. Oh, give me your number, your social security number, what's your ring size? I'm just saying, like, we can be together. You got one kid?
Wait, was the kid too young? Remember, you say you don't want kids, people with toddlers, so he has to be older. You said that.
But I don't know how old they are.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I don't. I don't want nobody with no toddler. Like, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and you know what? I'm going to retract that a wee bit.
Okay.
A toddler is going to depend on the relationship you have with your kid's mom.
Mm-hmm.
If y'all have a volatile relationship, nope.
Nope. Okay.
No.
What if it's cool? Like,
if it's cool, then I'll consider it.
Okay.
Because, you know, she's not calling every 5 minutes. She's not, oh, you with that? And I don't have time for that.
Well, some women are adults about it.
Correct. So if you have an adult.
Could be co-parents and things like that.
If you have a great co-parenting relationship, I can definitely be like, all right, we can see where this goes.
Right.
You know, because I can't. I'm learning that there are some guys who are waiting to have kids. So,
well, my kids having days are over. My baby's gonna be 21 in April. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. They,
your kid making days ain't over though.
It is.
You're in your 40s. You can have kids well into your 80s. Your days of making children is not over. Now, you wanting to make a baby is different.
Of making children are over.
It's not over. It's not.
This is over.
No. No, medically, you men can have children into your 80s.
Mm-mm. Snip, snip. It's over.
You getting a vasectomy?
It's over.
Have you already gotten in?
It's over.
We're going to talk about that later. Like, wait a minute. This is...
It's over.
What?
It's over.
Oh, and I just want to shout out Light.
Fire.
Fire.
And Lou.
And the other element. I'm just going to call them water for...
Lou.
Hi, y'all. Y'all missed out on y'all Patron. I told y'all I had it.
I'll give it to them later. I'll probably run into them later on tonight.
Okay.
I'll give them their shots. They gotta have their shots.
Okay. Well, we got Earth, Wind, and Fire. There you go. Now, okay, so what would you do in the situation where you're talking to a woman and now she's basically giving you an impromptu interview on...
First of all,
okay,
that whole scenario wouldn't happen to me. Because the minute I walked up to and said, you know, trying to get to know her, and she gave me that little attitude, it would have been over. You have a great day, ma'am. I would have walked away. Because that right there, you don't want to deal with a person with an attitude like that. Like, just off the response alone, it's just, you could just imagine how it's going to be if y'all get together. And
right.
You do something she don't like. She looks like type, she looks like she a man beater.
What do they look like? Her?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Because she was just too standoffish from the get-go.
Yeah.
And you can't, I mean, for a person with five kids, you got to humble yourself, first of all.
You,
like, this man said he has one, and you're like,
you got five.
You got five? No, you need to humble yourself first.
And it's not even about how many dads you have.
He didn't even ask how many of them had the same father.
Correct.
Like,
you
imagine she would have said, oh, yeah, I got five kids, four baby daddies. Like, now what do you, like, you really need to humble yourself. Like, you got it wrong five times with four different
times.
People.
You got it wrong four times because you got four daddies.
Yeah.
That's good.
The fifth time is a guy trying to talk to her.
No, I'm sure she got it wrong more than that, yeah, because...
I just think that women expect... Some women's mind frame is just way out there. They want men to prove themselves and why they feel that they are good enough to date them because they feel that they are the prize. Remember like that thing I put... Remember the thing,
yes,
that I said about sometimes about the men being a catch and things like that? A lot of people didn't agree with it, but on that post, a lot of people was like, this makes sense. And if you... It depends on your mindset and how you look at it. It all depends on how you look at it. If you look at it from a point of rationality and looking at, like, there's not a lot of good men in the world. We all know that. And women know that altogether. The chances of you finding a good guy is 1 out of 10 that you meet.
Let me hurry up and meet 8 more.
One out of every 10 you meet, you'll find a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, for that statement about guys being a catch, if you are a good guy with your stuff together and a good head on your shoulders, you know how to treat women, you are doing everything you need to do, then I think that, you know, you can be a catch.
As a man.
Because it's not like a lot of people out there like you. You're one of a kind. It's nothing like being one of a kind. It's just something that you are not like other people makes you stand out. And it's attractive.
Okay. But now here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody walking the face of this earth thinks mm-hmm. they're a catch. Everybody.
I don't think I'm a catch.
Okay. Everybody thinks
I'm a nice guy.
Okay. Okay. Everybody thinks they're a catch. And why is everything a competition? If I'm looking for a man, why is it a competition? Who is the catch and who isn't? Who's trying to win who over? Shouldn't we both be trying to win each other over?
It depends on the man you're talking to.
Oy vey.
I'm just saying.
It's dating shit. I swear, it do.
Dating is not easy. Dating is probably one of the hardest things to do besides being a mother and a woman. I think being a mother and a woman is one of the hardest things in this world.
I got 1 out of 2.
The second thing I'm about to say is the second hardest thing is probably being a black man in America is very hard.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
I think women are overlooked for a lot of things, especially when it comes down to their how they feel and doing everything else. Because women, a lot of people feel like black women are so strong that they're not supposed to feel pain and things like that. You know, there's a lot of surveys going around about women getting treated in hospitals, how, you know, Caucasian women will get far better treatment than women because they think that the black woman's threshold is better or higher, so they get pushed to the side.
That's learned in school.
Yeah.
That's in certain medical books where women, their threshold for pain is greater than their counterparts. Mm-hmm. So if a woman, if I go into a hospital and they're like, what's my pain? 1 to 10. And I say, it's a 10. A doctor might be like, oh, it's really a 4.
Yeah.
But and it's like, no, it's a 10. I'm dying here.
Yeah. I mean, but.
Even with childbirth.
Yeah. Childbirth ain't easy. I didn't get to see the full thing with mine, but I got to hear it and glance over every now and then. Mm-hmm. But
no,
it's a beautiful thing, man. I just think that dating is a beautiful thing as long as you two like people with the same ideas of life want to get together and make a run for it, it's going to work out. But the thing is, finding somebody with the likeness of you to date and get to know, that's the only problem. You have to, like they said, you have to kiss 100 frogs before you get your king, right?
Well, what do you do when you've kissed 2,054.5?
Just pray that, just thank God that you didn't get herpes on your lip.
That's nasty.
You said what you do when you kiss 2,000.
That is disgusting.
Just thank God that you didn't get herpes on your lip from kissing.
I don't even want to record you saying that because that is disgusting. Ugh.
Can't we kiss everybody out here? People got nasty mouths.
No, I don't kiss everybody. I barely, with COVID, I barely want to shake your hand. speaking of COVID, I just want to intercede right here and tell mm-hmm. you something that I saw. And I didn't post it on our page mm-hmm. because I personally know this person. And if they're listening, whatever. Oops. So I was scrolling TikTok mm-hmm. and...
Tickety-tock.
Yes, there was a picture mm-hmm. that was like, blah, 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 ministries. Okay? Mm-hmm. Go down a little bit more and it says, hey, don't want to get vaccinated. And I'm paraphrasing, but this is basically what it's saying. Hey, don't want to get vaccinated? Give us a call. We'll give you a religious exemption from getting vaccinated. I text someone in my family and I said, is this illegal or is it just morally wrong? Because I'm feeling like it's just morally wrong. She was like, no, it's both. Oh, she said, half my family is women. She said, it's just like going out buying a fake vaccine card.
Yeah. I mean, listen, there's so many ways to make money and people are definitely going to try it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't want to get vaccinated, and I don't blame them. I mean, I don't blame them if you really don't know what's going on. And
that's disgusting.
But don't take the easy way out because it's definitely not worth it.
Don't lie. Yeah. That's not the easy way. You're lying.
Yeah, because you could jeopardize other people.
Exactly. So you're lying.
That's not a good thing.
So I just wanted to put that in here. Like, what?
You'd be surprised what people do.
Honestly, you know what? I don't even think I'm surprised anymore.
This is a world where everybody just always has something to make or trying to make a way just to make some money. I mean, mm-hmm. You know what's the crazy part about nowadays? Because do you know that last month, a staggering 40% of Americans quit their job because of being lack of, what was they saying? Lack of support at work and lack of employees. So the employees that was there was getting worked more. Yeah. So they wind up leaving. So they said like 40% of Americans quit their job in 1 month.
I'm surprised by the percentage, but I'm not surprised all at the same time because
I'm the same way. I'm about to quit my job, so they're killing me. This 6 days, I'll stop.
Are you serious?
Hell yeah. I work 6 days a week.
Oh.
Okay. I only have 1 day off, and that's Saturday. Mm. But hey, I'm still working, so I thank God. You know, you got to have a work-life balance.
You do.
You definitely need some time for yourself. You need some time to be with other people. You need some time just to think and clear your head. And
well, according to that woman, you know, you need to work your fingers to the bone to support her and her five children.
Shit. She better do her damn self.
I don't.
So what do you think? What do you think? What do you think as, you know, we talk about dating all the time. Mm-hmm. But what do you think that does for the women that want to find a good man and have a man even come up to them politely and have a conversation with them? What do you think that do to women that don't get that type of, you know, approach?
It pisses us off.
Yeah.
I don't get approached. And I mean, I'm not saying I'm a pick me girl where every time I walk out the door, I'm expecting somebody to be like, excuse me, how you doing? But like to never, never get approached. And like, I'm the person who has to deal with online dating to meet people. Mm-hmm. To never get approached where even if I'm not interested, I'm not going to be
standoffish,
nasty, and rude like that. It pisses us off. Like, how is it that someone like that can get, and I'm sure that's not the first time that day she got approached.
Well, I mean, and it all depends on what your type is, right?
I mean,
also, women have to be approachable because this is New York City and it's women in New York City are hard to approach.
I don't get approached in any state. Because
they have that face like, if you say something to me, I'm going to shoot your head off. Or,
but we were still wearing masks here. So, are you really seeing my face or are you seeing my eyes?
Well, the eyes don't lie.
Okay, Shakira. No, that's the hips. Shakira said the hips don't lie. Was it the hips? Yes, yeah. The hips. Somebody said the eyes don't lie.
I'm just saying. With masks, then you don't get a full picture of somebody's face. And then when they take the mask off, you're like, oh, shit. I think I'm fucked up. I think I fucked up.
Oh, my gosh.
But
you could do that with a full face because... Let me see if I can find it. I'm going to turn my volume.
Masks be hiding people's full features.
Listen, I showed my coworkers a video, and I'm as we're talking, I'm going to mm-hmm. scroll and see. And I said, would you be upset if you met this individual at a club and when you got home, this is what you woke up to?
Oh, so y'all taking people home from the club?
And well, no, I mean, even if it's not, okay, just the volume isn't on. So this is.
I saw that video.
Okay, so you know, like
they was the comments, and then it was like, yo, that is what they
catfishing.
No, the first comment was like, that is makeup artistry at its best.
And it is, but at the same time, it's like, you know, I saw a lot of the comments say, oh, I'm going to take her swimming. And I'm like, bruh, it's waterproof makeup. Taking me swimming is not going to get my makeup off my face if I really don't want it off my face.
See, things like that is what make the dating difficulty too as well, because you don't really know what you have until you see them in that rare form.
Okay.
Women have makeup. Men have the new the strap on beards and things, and then you got the lace front waves you can get now. We stepping our game up for bald head men out here. We can get a whole fade for $150 with some virgin.
That's how much it costs, $150.
Some virgin hair.
Oh no, they're not using virgin hair. They're using our braiding hair. That synthetic stuff.
There you go. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So yeah. I mean, you can get it popping for $150. You can get a whole 360 waves going and everything. And then you just got to make sure that you fall asleep, that you tie it down with your do-rag because you don't want it to come off while you're sleeping.
But what if you sweat?
Well, that glue keeps it kind of sturdy, though.
Not for long. Not if you're a sweater.
I don't know. I don't have to.
You're going to wake up and your lace going to be lifting. You're going to be asking your girl, let me borrow your glue real quick.
No. It's just amazing what you can do with...
And that's fine if, you know, because everyone wants to look good when they walk out of their house.
Of course.
But I just think, I was always taught makeup is supposed to enhance your beauty.
Right.
Not make you into a completely different person. Like, her skin tone is a different color.
Yeah.
Her skin tone, she, in the original, her... She's dark skin. When she put that makeup on, she's like a
brown skin.
Brown skin. Yeah. She's not light, but she's brown skin. So they have makeup for chocolate girls now.
So I just so as a man, would he be should he be upset if that was the oil come off? And he do you think he has a right to be upset? If he
I don't sees? Know. I'm not a man. You tell me.
I'm saying, put your shoe on the other foot. If you was a man and you know you walk up to, and she went and take all her makeup off, and it's not the same.
I wouldn't be happy.
Remember that that cartoon they made from Grand Theft Auto with the guy? Hey, baby, there's an ugly bitch in the kitchen. Oh, yes. Call the police.
Yes, call the police. I don't know.
It's Sasquatch in here. Where's my girl? Come here. She's gonna fuck you up. Baby.
She's like, what are you doing, sir?
He's like, I'm right here.
But I will tell you what I do. If I'm interested in a guy, I will send him a picture of me with no makeup on. I'm like, look, this is how I am 85% of the time. So this is what you need to see. Not I'm going out once a month and I got my wig tight. I got my makeup done. I'm in tight clothes. No, I'm in my house in a big old t-shirt, some shorts, my house slippers, and my terry cloth robe with my hood on my head, my hair all over the place, my bonnet on. And this is what you're going to see when you wake up in the morning.
Oh, Jesus.
Can you deal with it? If no, so nice to meet you.
I don't, men, as men, we don't have problems with that. Like, we know. You know, we know women can't look fine 100% of the time.
There are some women out there that do that, though.
Nah, that's
there too, are some women who wake up beautiful, and I'd be like, how?
I mean, to be totally honest with you, you're just beautiful from just being beautiful altogether.
Correct.
It doesn't mean, I mean, like, when I say, like, all made up, I mean, like, just wake up and
flawless, just, post up, flawless, riding around in that.
You know, black don't crack, so women are flawless.
That's true.
Black women are flawless altogether. You know that already.
That's true.
But There is the percentages that needs a little bit of help in the morning.
And during the day and in the evening.
You know what? That's a little bit. Actually, I wasn't going that far.
But there are some, and I'm not going to say what I was about
and
to
it's,
say.
And it's hard for men to do that. Like, it's
do what?
The only thing I can think that men could do that could be deceiving is when we take our hat off and we're like our hairline.
Oh,
like,
you get like, hat fished?
And your hairline like back here somewhere.
Fellas.
Like, that's I'm just saying. Like
that's why I guess the man weave was invented.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, whoever did that, invented that, or came up with that style, it was
a black man.
A black man who probably had a receding hairline was like, I'm tired of this.
Mm-hmm.
Women talking about my hairline, talking about salute me all the way back here and all that stuff. Yes, sir.
Wow. Meet people where they at.
Her makeup skills is on point, though. She killed that whole little turnaround look because I was like, oh, my God, that's not the same person.
Right, and that's the thing.
I was like, Lord.
So I'm going to go meet your mama with my makeup on, my wig on. I'm light-skinned. And I go over there on another day, and your mother gonna be like, well, what happened to the nice girl that you had over here 2 weeks ago? And you gonna be like, Mom, this the same person?
No,
because them elders and families, they will gather you together quickly and be like, don't do that. You look crazy. You look stupid. You look crazy.
But that's the day-to-day world. I mean, makeup plays a lot in everybody's life. Everybody uses makeup. And I remember the point when my daughter didn't like makeup at all. Now she's learned how to do her makeup, and she does her thing now. And I'm like, oh, before you used to be like, ah, I like that. But now that you learn,
it's a headache.
Now that you learn to do it, you actually enjoy playing the makeup and getting yourself all dolled up every once in a while.
Yes, every once in a while. Yeah, yeah. Key word, key phrase, every once in
a while.
Sometimes
she just does it just to see how it looks on her.
Right.
She just likes to play and make them.
That's fine.
I'm surprised because she was never like that for 18 years.
That's fine because I'll tell you this, the mask mandate saved me a whole bunch of money on makeup because I was putting on a full face every day just to go to work and stuff like that, you know, the foundation, this. And I still look like me, but I can sleep 20 extra minutes now. For real. When I go out with the girls, I'm like, all right, I need to start getting, if we got dinner at 7, I need to leave my house at this time. All right, I need to start putting my makeup on at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's too much preparation.
So, and it, I mean, it looks good.
I can't talk shit because I'm a slow-ass dresser. It takes me a long time to get dressed because I usually go through 2 or 3 things to wear before I actually put something on. I put something on, I look at it, I'm like, nah, I don't want to wear that.
Do you always end up back at the first outfit?
It's between the first and the last one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it's just like, I'm slow. Especially if I got to take a shower, I got to wash my hair. Especially if I got my hair hot, like thick and curly.
Mm-hmm.
Got to wash my hair up.
Mm-hmm.
I got to lotion it up. I got to moisturize it. Got to curl it up.
Yeah, your curls popping.
I got to curl it up. Then I got to put the leave-in conditioner in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got to do my beard.
Okay.
Wash it, condition it, lotion it up, moisturize it, little beard perfume, and then gone.
Okay.
And then I got lotion. This is just me. I hate lotion. I don't like lotion. I don't put lotion on. If I'm wearing a long sleeve shirt, I ain't putting lotion on. I'm putting lotion on my hands and my face. Where you're gonna see. If you pull my collar shirt up past my wrist, it's probably ashy as hell. But anyway. That's neither here nor there.
When you get a girlfriend, I'm sure she will make you put lotion on.
Can't make me do shit. I'm a grown ass man.
She gonna
make me
put some lotion on. Put some lotion on.
She can't make me do nothing. I'm a grown man.
She gonna subconsciously tell you.
Unless I have on a short sleeve shirt like this.
You put lotion on today.
I put lotion on today. See, I'll start from here and go down.
Okay. Well, at least your whole arm and you're not just doing into your elbows.
No. If I'm in a rush, I just hit the elbows real quick and go around them. That's it. I'm just saying, if I'm wearing pants.
So if you going out.
If I'm wearing pants, I ain't never putting lotion on my legs.
So you don't put lotion on in the winter?
No. Why? I'm putting on.
Because your skin will dry out.
No, don't. I have nice, moisture skin. It
you would like
moist.
To keep it that way, yes?
It stays moist all the time. I put on, especially if it's cold, I'm wearing long johns. I'm not putting on lotion. I'm not putting on lotion because it's going to make me sweat. I'm not doing it. No lotion. Say no to lotion on your legs. Only in the summertime when you're showing your legs, you put lotion on.
Sir, I have on long sleeves and I'm on jeans.
You're a woman. Y'all moisturize all the time.
I put lotion on my entire body.
You are a woman.
Every time I get out the shower.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
As a woman growing up, did your mother always tell you to put lotion on?
Yes.
Okay, as a man growing up, as a boy, my mama didn't tell me lotion all the time. You know what she told me? Make sure you put deodorant on so you won't be out here stinking. Lotion? And lotion? Deodorant? You brush your teeth? Make sure you brush your hair? Lotion wasn't a big thing for us, for boys, because you're a boy.
That's, what does that
that's
mean?
That's a woman thing. Woman lotion is a woman thing.
It is not a woman thing. That's why they have lotion specifically for men.
The lotion specifically for men don't work all the time. I used to love the Dove care products.
Mm-hmm.
That drives me out. I don't like Dove products.
So use a different product.
I ain't got time to go through products to see which one works.
Oh, my goodness gracious. You just are being lazy in the moment when it comes to you putting on lotion.
When it's summertime, I use lotion frequently. In the wintertime, forget about it.
Fellas, put damn lotion on. Because what? Put some lotion on.
I'm just saying.
I'm sitting on the couch rubbing your leg and it started flaking or just being dry or something. Flaking. Not you, because no, but just like.
I'm just saying, sometimes it's all right to write your name on your man's ashy leg. It's cute.
Why? How and why is that cute? I did that when I was 7.
It's just write your name on your man.
I did that when I was 7, draw a star or something and be like, ooh, I'm ashy.
Listen, I don't do it all the time, but I do lotion my face.
You put body lotion on your face?
No. I have this Cetaphil.
Okay. That's good for the skin.
I was using a Dove product and it dried my face completely out. So I'm trying to get the moisturization. And I drink so much water, I don't understand how. But
you need a mask. You know, like you literally need to.
I went and got me a facial. Yeah, I went and got me a facial done one time too, and it was pretty cool. It was pretty cool.
You need to do another one because that'll definitely help with the moisture. I'm going to ask my niece what type of facial you should get when you go.
But, man, you know, you do what you want to do. It's your body. If you want to put lotion on, you put lotion on. If you don't, you don't. It's up to you.
Okay, well, you go find a girl that's ashy. Richard Lawson put lotion on his body.
How you know?
Because I told him to.
Okay, and he listens. He does listen to you very well.
He
does.
He says, yes, dear. Yes.
Listen. Just want to let y'all know, I'm not that ashy.
No, you're not ashy. Well, from what I can see, you're not ashy.
I'm barely ashy.
You still got a tan line, too.
I know.
On your...
I know. This is from Vegas.
Okay.
When I had all the short sleeves, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely, when you had your arms crossed, you can definitely tell.
You can tell the colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been back from Vegas since, what?
July?
And this is, what, October now? Or going in November?
You might as well say November. November is in 2 days.
I'm ready to go back. I need another tan line.
Daylight savings is next week, too.
Oh, we gain an hour, right? What we lose?
Spring forward, fall back. We
get an hour. We gain an hour.
Yeah. I want that hour. That's an extra hard work.
It's an extra hour of sleep, too, depending on when it happens. You'll be sleeping an extra hour.
I will be knocked out.
So we get to enjoy that.
We shall see.
So we really didn't have any topics today, but we did in the studio. But one thing that people did ask, and I totally forgot, somebody sent in a topic about dating with a purpose. Does anybody do that anymore?
I think you should. I date with a purpose. I date with the thought. Why is my phone not vibrate? Sorry, y'all. I date with the hope that the person that I am dating, or I'm not gonna, nope, not dating, because I know you have your list. The person that I get into a relationship with, we've gone through the courting, the dating, and all that stuff, and we decide, hey, I like you, you like me, all right? I'm
that's how I go
working. I'm working to that point to become MRS.
Okay.
So, you know, that's my purpose.
Right.
I don't want no babies.
Okay.
Physically coming from my body.
You don't want none?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm going to be 43 in a month and a half. I'm good.
All right, but what's wrong? You can still pop one.
I'm good. Give me Eve's money. Give me Halle Berry's money. Kenya Moore's money. All those women who have babies later in life, because Eve is pregnant now.
She's got a billionaire husband.
Exactly. Give me that money, and then I will push a baby out for you, because then I can hire a night nurse, a day nurse, a wet nurse, a dry nurse, a pamper nurse, and whomever else nurse I need to help me raise that child.
But you got
to
do it on your own.
That's why the answer is no. I am almost 43 years old.
All right. I get it. You're almost 43 years old. But you don't want the joy of saying this came from me, like the experience or anything.
Well, technically, my nephews came from me. And I'm going to explain to you why. My nephews came from me because I had my mother's womb first. And then 10 years later, my sister was in that womb. So we are the same person and we look the most alike out of our siblings. So when she got pregnant, I was the first person she told. So technically, her pregnancy was my pregnancy.
Davina, stop your bullshit.
Those are my children. God forbid, and I'm saying God forbid, so many times if something happens to her, I get custody of one of the boys and my other sister gets the other one. So technically, those are our children. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that is as close to my kids as I'm going to get.
I just want to let y'all know Davina's full of shit. This whole theory about the babies coming from her sister is the same as coming from her is a full crap of crap. And you had mommy first and all that stuff.
That's true. You know, my sister did tell me. She did tell me the boy's mother, because, you know, I have two sisters. The boy's mother, she did tell me if I wanted to have children, and my issues, she would be willing to carry it for me.
That's nice.
But it's not going to happen because...
Then we need to have a kid.
I think
not. I mean, I know you got Sasha already, but you need something that just comes from you.
Why? But if I got, if I had a baby, it wouldn't be coming from me. It still would be coming from my sister. So again, it's my children. That's why my boys are my children.
Next week on Pimps and Stilettos, we will discuss Davina and her crazy theories of
why should I have a
her
child?
Sisters having.
Don't
a
I need
baby.
To find a man first?
You got Richard Lawson.
Richard Lawson and his penis and his sperm are all invisible. So if I got pregnant by Richard Lawson, I need to go in somebody's Guinness World Record book and I need a check.
All right. Well, let's get back to dating with a purpose and not Davina's not having any more kids because
no.
She already have two kids from her sister.
Thank you.
They are one and the same.
Thank you.
Which is a full bunch of crap.
It is not. But yes, continue. I date with a purpose and I think... In your 20s, it's okay to just date for fun and things of that nature. But I think as you get older, that dating with and for a purpose becomes more pertinent.
So let's talk about that. So as you get older, sometimes, you know, you want to be with somebody, but then you don't want to be with somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to have monogamy with somebody, but you... You want to have monogamy with somebody, but you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody. Like, so, what do you call that? Like, if
I want to have monogamy, but I don't
want
to be
a relationship.
In...
I can say that I am true to you. I'll only mess with you, and then. But I don't want a relationship. Like, we could be friends. We can go travel the world. We can do whatever we want. But there's no us. Like, there's no relationship. We are just really good friends.
That's my travel partner. I don't know.
You know what I mean? Because like, I know
my life partner. Maybe
I know a couple of people who are old, a couple of dudes that's like they're like and they're going on like 46, 47. They're like, well, you know what? I tried relationships. I had been in like 3 or 4 relationships. My longest was like 20 years, and now I'm like, you know. I found me. I enjoy me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my needs and my urges, but I don't want somebody constantly there. Like, I want to have somebody, but I want my space. Like, I want to be someone I could date and take out all the time. Just one person I could spend my time with and go hang out and do things like that. But then, you know, she can go home. I can go home. And, you know, if we don't see each other this week, I'm cool with that.
Mm-hmm.
We can hang out next week. I'm fine with that. But... nothing like on a relationship type thing, on a friendship level.
I think you need to find someone who has that same point of view. Mm-hmm. I think that's something.
There's a lot of women who do that too.
You should be upfront about in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I also feel like the opposite, I'm not even gonna, the person that you're pursuing, I'm not even gonna say opposite sex, you know, the person that you're pursuing. So if I come to you and say, hey, you're cool. You're the only peen that I want. We can travel. We can do things. We can everything besides having a label for it. I need to let you know that in the beginning, like in the court, I don't know which one is first for you, but the courting dating process, that needs to be known then.
Right.
And let that person make the decision if he or she wants to move forward. And I'm going to say this for women. If a man or a person tells you that, don't think you're going to change their mind. Well, because there are a lot of women who say, oh, yeah, I'm down for that. And then they're 6 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years into it, and it's like, what are we? I want to get married and this, that, and the third. And he's like, they are like, but I told you in the beginning, I didn't want that. And now you're pissed off wanting to either break up or whatever the case may be. And
or change the dynamic of the relationship we have.
Correct. And I think that's crazy.
I mean, I see a lot of it. I see a lot of women do it too. Like, you know, they're career women and they're just looking for somebody that they can just say, hey, what are you doing next week? Let's go out of town and
have a business function. I need a date or something like that.
Or things like that. Family functions. You know, this is the person that you're with. Hey, when y'all going to mess around? And, no, we're cool the way we are. You know.
But there are some people who. If they're with you long enough, that sounds like you're being forced, but they may change their mind
during the time.
Correct. Because I personally know a couple who they were together for years. And they were always asked, when are you getting married? And they both were like, who said we want to get married? You know, so they lived their life how they lived it, bought a house, lived together, the whole thing, and got pregnant, had the baby, still a little happy family.
See, that's different. That's a different dynamic when you go to having kids. Like, I'm talking about like
old. I don't think the baby was planned.
Oh, so I think you can't be just. Can't just have be.
It might have been a drunken. You can't stupid be
shooting
night.
Up the club and expect and expect nobody to come out hurt.
Listen, when you drunk.
I guess.
Drunk babies happen more than people like to admit that they happen.
I was going to say something, but I'm not going to say it. Keep my comment to myself.
So,
it's a lot of. Let me stop.
Okay. But yeah. And, but I say all that to say now they're engaged.
Okay.
And that was a conversation that they had amongst themselves and said, all right, well, we might as well do
it's
it.
It's a kid now. It's a different dynamic.
I think so.
Once you have a kid, that changes everything because you want to do the right thing for your kid. You want to do the right thing. And show them the right thing, too. But I think as older men, I'm talking like from the age group, like from 45 and up, where people who are just now getting out of relationships after being in 15 and 16-year relationships, you know what I mean? Like now you're in your, you know, you spent your whole youth being with somebody. Mm-hmm. Y'all grew, and now you're single, and the dating field sucks at 45 and above. I mean, at 40 and
at
above.
At 40?
The dating pool sucks.
Sucks like shit.
Like the ladies say, it has pee in it.
No, it's got shit in it. Oh, it's got trash in it. It's got stuff that don't need to be in it.
Ladies, y'all gotta clean out the dating pool.
We don't need to clean out nothing. Y'all need to clean up y'all behind yourselves.
First of all, don't group me with y'all.
You just said ladies, so
I just said ladies have to clean up the pool.
We don't have to clean out anything.
Y'all the one who said the pool's got
men,
pee in it.
Okay,
you just said
men,
the pool has
it does.
Shit and left.
Stop peeing in the damn pool as a man.
I get out, go to the bathroom. I don't pee in the pool. I ain't do that since I was a teenager.
You should. Peeing in the pool is nasty.
I was young and who was getting out to go to the bathroom?
Well, but I mean, nowadays you can pee in the pool because they got that stuff in it where it'll follow you around if you pee in the pool.
Yeah.
And they're all going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you.
But yeah, still. I just think that as you get older, the dating of dynamics change a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The way you see things from when you was young and you was wanting to be married and, you know, everybody that's in their 40s right now either was expecting to be married with somebody in a long relationship right now, not expecting to be single.
Mm-hmm.
And now that you're single, it's like, well, I need to find something that works for me.
Correct.
Because sometimes the dating pool is not the way you want it to be. So you have to change the rules for yourself to get what you want.
Correct. You want to know what my problem is with dating?
Let's go into it. What's your problem with dating? Let me get this.
I want to circle back to what you said.
Let me get this on camera.
I just want to say. No. It's not as major as you think.
We're going to get back to it later.
Okay. But it's not as major as you think when I tell you what my problem is with dating.
All right. What's your problem with dating?
My problem with dating. I'm waiting for you to get to.
No. Okay. You said it's not that
dun,
serious.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh.
Nobody who wants to date me lives in the boroughs. They live in Philadelphia. They live in
Philadelphia's
Boston.
Not far.
They live in.
Boston's not
they
far.
They don't live. I can't get on a train and pay $2.75 to go see you.
You could pay $5 to take a bus from here to Boston or Philly. So then what's the excuse?
No.
You can't, I'm just saying, it's $2 more. What's the problem?
Okay. It's $2.25. But, you know, that's the mathematician.
My thing is, if
I'm tired
if
of you
will,
not being here.
Don't you notice that most of the time, the people that really want you are never close to you? Don't you notice that? That you get more attraction from people out of another state than you?
Yes, I have noticed that because it's basically been my... That's the reason I'm here. Because Robert and I had a long-distance relationship. And then I decided... Well, we decided for me to move here because we were getting serious. And it was like, okay, somebody has to move. He had children. And I'm never going to take a man away from his kids.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, I'll move. Then the bastard, no, I'm not going to call him a bastard. Then he died on me. You know, like, bruh, I already told him when I'm talking to him at home and stuff, I'm like, yo, when I get to heaven, you got to come outside them pearly gates for like 5 minutes so I can box you real quick. So, I should have been celebrating going on 3 years of marriage by now.
Okay.
So,
I mean, God has a path for all
reason
of us
for take. Everything. Yes,
but I do agree with you. And the interest from out of state is definitely more than the interest that from people that are in your state. And I tell people that all the time. People always be like, "Oh, I'm sure you get hit on all the time." No, I don't. People don't hit on me. Nobody talks to me. I walk the streets every day, and I walk by the same people. Unless they see me on Instagram, they're like, "Oh, I follow you on Instagram," or they say something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, nobody stops and say, "Hey, you a handsome young man. How you doing today?" No, that don't happen. It's not reality.
No,
it don't happen.
It's not.
Men are more likely to say something to a woman than a woman is more likely to say something to a man.
Well, I guess I'm not a New Yorker's dream.
Well, I mean, Davina, you're tall.
I am.
And to be totally honest with you, it may be intimidating to shorter men because a lot of short men know that tall women don't like short men. So
where do tall men?
And it's bad because, you know.
So where do tall men?
There's this page called Tall Guy Theory. There's a lot of tall men on Tall Guy Theory.
On Facebook?
On Instagram.
Okay.
Tall men, they're like 6'5 and better. 6'4 and better.
What?
Yeah. I was on that page. I haven't been, like, put a picture on there in a while, but I used to be on that page.
Wait, let me make sure my person.
She's going to follow it, y'all. You going to follow the page?
Tall guy.
Tall Guy Theory.
I'm already following now.
Hmm?
I'm already following now.
Oh, okay.
Let me set the notification. Hello.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn. Hello.
Thank you, God.
This man.
All right, back to the show, Davina. Davina, back to the show.
Tall and bearded. My God.
Davina, back to the show. You can talk about that later when you.
I'm going home with Sasha. I can't even talk. I'm going to go home with show Sasha. Be like, look, girl, we about to find you a stepdaddy.
Oh, my God. Look what I've done now. But anyway, like I was saying, dating is definitely hard.
It is.
But I'll tell you one thing. When you find somebody that makes you happy and does the things that you need to get done, it's a beautiful thing. Davina, are you okay over there?
Okay, let me tell you the thing I'm finding difficult about this page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scrolling, and these men are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Black, white, Indian, jeez. Take all y'all home. But the thing is, we're the big guys. So like, everybody on here is muscular and
right.
stuff
so,
like that.
So
where's the dad bods?
So that's another thing that we can briefly kick on real quick. A lot of women have a preference to what they want. Mm-hmm. And they all want the nice chiseled bodies with the full beards and things like that.
No.
I mean, but that's the eye candy they want on their arm, but they secretly be wanting to be with the big guys, but they don't mm-hmm. want that. I don't know if they
want him. I want the big guy on my arm. I want him in my bed. I want him on my couch. I want him in my kitchen. I want him. Like, I'm not pretending to be like, oh, I need this guy that can bench press 675 pounds and he got a 12-pack and every muscle protrudes when he flexes and his chest does that thing. That's not my jam.
Yeah, I got to see on the YouTube what she just did with the
That's not my jam, though. Like,
oh my God.
No, I want, I like the TikTok I just did. I like the beard. I like the belly. I like the big arms and the thick thighs. Like, I like that stuff. If I'm attracted to you and you're not like that, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to have The Rock on my arm, but I want Cedric the Entertainer secretly. Not for real, but I'm just saying, like, those are two different body types.
Those are way too different.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If I prefer Cedric the Entertainer, that's who I'm going to gravitate towards in real life. Yeah, this tall guy theory, that's great to look at. My goodness.
But you know, everybody wants that. Everybody wants, and this is the problem too also with dating. Everybody wants the same type of man.
I don't.
Not what I mean. You know what I mean? When I say that, oh, he has to have a big, perfect smile, you know, beard, big game. He has to be tall. He has to be muscular, you know. Everybody has the same thing they want in type. And this, if you think about it, there's like, what, 10 million more women than it is more than men.
Okay.
If every woman wants the same preference and y'all going after the same guy, do you really think that that guy is going to be just talking to one person when every day there's a new woman that's trying to talk to him? Because that's what they like to see.
So what's my problem? Because I don't want the average.
Javina, you don't. Guy. Have you broken out your shell and started talking to people and making the first moves?
Who and when now?
See, exactly.
I did it at one time.
Okay, and it wasn't a bad choice. But
no, it wasn't a bad choice, and I'm not saying I'm.
So why you didn't do it again? Exactly. On the next episode.
First of all, don't be calling me.
We're going to talk about Davina and how we're going to get her to stop being a punk and go after what she wants.
Why I got to be a punk, though?
I mean, that's what it is when you're scared to do something. Or
who said I was scared?
I'm sorry. Or you just don't want to do it.
I don't see the problem. Anyways, wrap up this show. What's your final thought?
My final thought is dating is very difficult. Mm-hmm. We say this all the time. Choose what works best for you. Mm-hmm. If you don't want a relationship, let people know from the beginning of a relationship. If you want to mm-hmm. just be with somebody, and I told my daughter I'm going to be like that traveling uncle. Every time I come to functions, where Uncle Omar? Oh, he out of town. Come back for a week, be gone. But we all want love, but mm-hmm. we want love the way we want it.
Correct.
And at our age, we don't want to settle for anything less than what we want.
And we shouldn't.
And a lot of people don't understand that we have to choose ourselves before we can choose somebody else.
Amen.
I'm just saying that you can do everything for somebody, but it could be one thing that they do that drives you crazy, and it could really stop you from wanting to be with them. I'm so serious.
I'm guilty of doing that.
It's a bad thing, but when you know yourself and you know what you want, it's that one thing can stop you.
I'm extremely guilty of that.
Can stop you from seeing the good in somebody because you're just not going to deal with that.
I agree.
You know? So, I agree. I'm not saying lower your standards and just settle for anything, but sometimes you just have to continue to look to people, get everything that you want and need. Mm-hmm. And when you're doing that, it takes a while because you're going to meet a lot of people that has X, Y, Z, but they ain't got A, B, C. Mm-hmm. Then you're going to meet people with E, F, G, and they ain't got L, M, N, O, P. I'm just saying. So,
Q-R-S-T-U-V.
Make your lane. Stay in your lane. Control it the best way you can and just make the best out of it. As long as you're happy with what you're doing with your life and how it's going and the steps you're doing, then continue to grow.
I agree.
That's the best you can do.
I agree.
And just let dating happen. And when you put too much thought into it, it doesn't happen the way you want. Because you're always constantly thinking about it, like you just stress yourself out.
I agree.
So.
And manifestation works too. I'm just going to put that out there.
I'm manifesting a nice nap after this show.
Fair. That's fair. Nice, you don't have nothing to do afterwards?
I have to get my daughter for a while.
Oh, okay.
Hang out.
No, manifestation, I have these ones that I listen to on YouTube mm-hmm. at night. They like subconsciously. And if I told you some of the stuff that has been happening, like this week was crazy, but like some stuff that has happened mm-hmm. recently, I'm like, oh my goodness. But my final thoughts are I need to start listening to you and Angie was sitting here. Mm-hmm. I need to get out of just dating one person. Like, I still have that in my mind, not saying either way is right or wrong, but like I had a conversation with her fairly recently and she was like, date multiple people. You know, you're not in a committed relationship. And I know you've said that to me numerous times. Date multiple people. It's mm-hmm. not just if you're dating, you're dating, you know, until someone shows, says yep. that
I'm taking you off the dating right, market.
Right. Right. Even though there is someone who, hey boo, who wants to. Mm-hmm. But we'll see.
Out of town? Mm-hmm. That out of town interest be so real.
So real. So real. And you know what? I also feel like that's because I know I'm not going to see her every day. It's only going to be like, you know, weekends and stuff like that. So I still have the week to do what I want to do as far as like cheating and stuff like mm-hmm. that. But I can go home and relax and let my balls hang out and all that stuff. I'm just saying because y'all men do that. But
wait, that's another show. We're not even going to get into that. But
I don't know why I always think a man is sitting somewhere like Al Bundy with his hands.
No.
But I don't know why I do that.
No. We don't all do that.
Okay.
But it was a good try though.
All right.
But yeah, good luck. I hope it works.
Thanks.
Out.
Thanks. We will see.
And you know,
if it doesn't, hey.
The one thing, one last thing is also mm-hmm. you gotta be careful with social media and interest on social media because people.
Dang it, that's what I wanted to talk about.
People will be interested with you on social media and just because you have a presence.
Right.
You know, and they see that you correct. Have a little following. Presence on social media, mm-hmm. so they want to be seen. A lot of people like to be seen. I don't want to be seen, I want to be heard. Like,
I agree.
I
want to check.
Cut the check.
Cut the check. That's that. I want to check.
No, bro, I agree.
So, yeah.
So, dating with a purpose.
Dating with a purpose.
All right. Are you doing it or are you playing? That's the question.
Oh, I'm like, oh, let me think about it. We can talk about that tomorrow on our
That's
live.
Right. That's right. Don't forget this. Well, this ain't going to be out by the time.
Right.
For the following Sunday, every Sunday, 6 or 5?
6.
Every Sunday, 6 p.m., we'll be mm-hmm. doing live, back on the lives. We miss you guys, so can't wait to get that yes. going again.
Yes. I mean, I got to remember not to wash my hair until after July, because I can't go on live. All right. Crazy.
Lead us out of here.
All right, y'all. Thank y'all so much. Follow us on social media. We are on all social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. We need to get back going on Twitter and Facebook, but that is another story.
Yes.
Our personal Instagrams, HumbleKing79
right.
and Davina J Artistry are our personal ones. Make sure to follow us there because right. sometimes we have stuff on our personal
that pertains to the show.
Mm-hmm. And we just forget to post it there sometimes. So, sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
And we might even start doing contests where you got to be following our personal ones mm-hmm. as well as the page.
Yeah, that sounds like
so,
a plan.
So, yes, make sure you go follow us on YouTube as well and catch up on all of our shows there as well. And thank you for the streams. We are close to 2,000 for Anchor, and I just saw something. I could be crazy. I think it's like 1700 or 1800 on Anchor. Mm-hmm. But yes,
as we're moving up,
we are.
The numbers is going up. That's
yes.
good.
Yes. As always, thank y'all so much for listening. We love y'all very much. I am your favorite girl, Davina,
and I'm your early guy, Armor.
You went from on time to early.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm on time. Not early, I'm on time. I was early here, but on time in the studio.
Yes. Scaring me, but we ain't gonna talk about that either. All right, y'all. We will talk to you later. Bye.
Later, y'all.